For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning's edition Cliff Notes. Pakistan says Osama bin Laden may be back in South Afghanistan. In an indication of how little they know about bin Laden's whereabouts, U.S. officials will only say that he will definitely be in the last place they look. Pakistan officials said, "We know bin Laden has a summer cave in Afghanistan, and we've heard through the underground that he hasn't sublet it this year. He could be back for the annual running of the goats." A new study shows that bisexuality in men may not really exist. The study dashes the hopes of millions of overweight women who, it turns out, have wasted years of their lives having late-night heart-to-hearts after watching Sex in the City DVDs with their special friend. Researchers say the confusion comes from the roughly 98% of men who are attracted to anything with a pulse, in quotes, quote-unquote, anything with a pulse. A New Jersey woman was mistakenly kidnapped by bounty hunters. The woman went along with her kidnappers in the vain hope that they might take her out of New Jersey. How are you, Hasbro Heights?
I am insulted.
How are you? Yeah, I know. I believe me, my heart is in New Jersey.
Yes.
So impressed was he, by their abilities. Now you understand that they identified her. Anyways, all right. New Jersey woman was mistakenly kidnapped by bounty hunters because they had fuzzy photographs and they
yeah.
So impressed was he with their abilities, Secretary Michael Chertoff hired both men to head the new fuzzy photograph division of the Homeland Security Department. Those are your Morning's Edition Cliff Notes for today, folks. Good times.
Yeah.